8:14 now on this Friday morning. Tomorrow, Saints taking on the Rams in preseason game number 2 in Inglewood, California at SoFi Stadium. Or is it SoFo? SoFi. Yeah. WWO Game Day starts at 11 a.m. Join Steve Geller and Charlie Long for First Take. Who Dat Nation, it's time to check in from your tailgate party. 1 o'clock countdown to kickoff with Bobby Hebert. Game time, 3 p.m. Turn down your TV, tune up, and turn up, rather, Deuce and Haas and Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then after the game, join the Cajun Cannon for the point after till 9 o'clock. Saints-Rams, 10 hours, wall-to-wall Saints coverage tomorrow on Saints Radio, WWL, and the free Odyssey app. Our friend Mike Dettillier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Talk about them Saints. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Thank you.
I got to start with the kicker thing because it seems minor until, you know, there's 5 seconds left to beat the Falcons or whatever in a division game, and then you need that kick, and it's from 38 yards, and you got to know that it's money. So where do we stand on the kicker position?
I have no idea. Mm. I'll be honest with you. It still remains to be seen on what will happen here with Charlie Smith. And then you got a guy with a little experience because, you know, he has kicked certainly in the UFL. And Tanner, but it's close between Brown and Smith. Right now, I'd probably give the edge to Tanner Brown.
But see, sometimes salespeople in any field will give you a choice of option A or option B, and that takes everything else off the table. And I'm just wondering, are there any other kickers out there, or is this going to be the kind of thing where the Saints won't know until the final cuts happen? Tell me.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think you won't know until the final cuts, and maybe a young kicker at some team is trying to sneak on the practice squad that I'm sure their pro personnel people, Mike Parrington and his group, will be keeping a real close eye on. That battle is, for me, to be settled in certainly the next 2 games, but also in practice. Mm-hmm. But, man, you don't want to have any instability at the place-kicking position. None. And today, they cut you loose if you're under 80%. You've got to be 8 out of 10.
I think, tell me if I'm crazy here, I think this is so important, given the fact that it's a meaningless preseason game. I would almost set it up to where I would try to kick as many field goals as I could to see who's got what under game conditions. Is that crazy?
I think that has been, you're not the only one that has thought that way. There have been other teams that have kind of set that up to try to see how well that kicker would. Because this is about as close as you're going to get to game time action in a preseason game, and how well they handle that. If you look at that one that Charlie Smith missed last week, Tommy, it wasn't even close.
No, and the extra point was a shame. It's terrible.
Yeah, it was real shaky, too. So it's certainly one of the battles that's out there at this point to see what happens. And if you'd have asked me this a couple days ago, what's kind of the big battle for roster spots, I'd have said wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that, you know, come on, preseason games, Olave don't need to be in the lineup. I mean, you might have him for a series, but that's it. I mean, he has shown what type of player he is. And then you got Jordan Tyson go down, and you know, you won't see him until October.
Maybe.
Devon Vellet, even though you acquired him last year, you'd like to see a little bit of timing with him and Shuck. And you've seen a lot of that in, you know, the padded practices against other teams. But what happens after that? Because is it Barry and Brown?
Mm-hmm.
And Barry's had a tremendous camp. And also, he can be your kickoff return guy. I mean, that dude can run. There are shades of Rashid Shaheed in him.
Mm.
In that he can scare the bejesus out of you if he catches a kickoff. Bryce Lance, who got kind of nicked up a little bit, and I think he's another young man that you'd have to watch along with Bub Means who was a draft choice a couple years back, who kind of bounced around college football from Tennessee, Louisiana Tech, Pittsburgh. And then Kevin Austin, who you say, he's not going to make this team. Only thing he does is make plays, and he blocks downfield for a receiver. And, man, coaches love that. If you can catch the ball consistently and block, and so we'll see. But now my focus is at running back because you're not going to see Achane much in this. And then Kamara goes down, and Audric Estime, who I really like as
me
a player.
Too.
But then he hurts his ankle, most likely won't play this weekend, and it swings the opportunity door open. Okay, I don't want you to give me anything. I want you to give me an opportunity. Kendre Miller is back. And one thing I'll say about Kendre Miller, he got talent. Mm-hmm. Now, again, he's hurt often, but he got talent, immense amount of talent at running back. And their draft pick of a year ago, Devin Neal. How many running backs are you going to keep? And you may have to keep an extra back because if you feel as though Kamara could come back maybe after week one, you'll have to keep him on the roster and him not play week one if you feel maybe week two's the shot for him. But for Miller and Neal, this game against the Rams is really big because now both are back healthy. Both were in the scrimmages. And I'm just telling you, I can't tell you if he can stay healthy. But from a talent standpoint, Kendre Miller, he got a lot of talent. I think for a third-round pick, if he didn't, you'd have cut him loose long ago.
What is
if he was hurt this much?
Third or fourth year now?
This will be his third year.
Third year. And he's not played a lot.
He has not. Now, last year, he got himself in great shape. He was running hard, everything else, and then he tears up the knee. Mm. And Deuce and I were talking about this, that how surprising it was. First day of training camp, we watch him. He's got no sleeve, no brace on the repaired knee. Now, because normally, you know, when you come back from that, you might not wear the brace, but you always have the sleeve.
People that have never been through it have no idea what it's like to come back from an injury like that. They don't know. They think they do, but they don't. And I'm not talking about you or me. I'm talking about planning and cutting and getting hit and everything else. We'll take a break, pick it up with Mike DeTilia here. We come back, 821 Traffic, WWL.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. I-10 East, Kenner 2 downtown New Orleans have some light congestion. Begins at Loyola, hangs on to Veterans, clears to downtown from there. I-10 West New Orleans East to downtown, you'll tap the brakes right before the high rise. Downtown elevated slow from Elysian Fields to the flyover. Flyover heavily congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection, West Bank to downtown, light to moderate congestion begins at Terry Parkway, continues over the river. Huey P. Long in the Causeway, no delays there. I-55 north and southbound free and clear. No delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. Traffic is sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Health System. And there's your look at traffic with Courtney P on WWL.
Brutal, I think, would be a good word. Brutal to describe the heat and humidity that we're going through. And you need a big, strong machine to stand up to that, right? And that's what your air conditioning system is, a big machine. And it's got to be maintained and it's got to be serviced if you want it to perform dependably and efficiently. And that brings me to Nash Heating and Air. They put a new system in my home back in 2019 from the moment I first called them. Through this morning, 100% satisfied. A lot of people do AC work. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them not so good. I can tell you from firsthand experience, Nash does great work. 56 years they've been around. And they're looking forward to the next 50 years. No private equity ownership here. It's an iconic New Orleans brand, and they're not going anywhere, going into the third generation of the Nash family. Why don't you call them, let them come out, check the system, make sure it's working dependably, and talk about a Nash and a Flash service agreement. You can get same-day VIP treatment anytime your unit needs service or repair. Nash Heating and Air, 504-835-4440. I think they're the gold standard. Heating and Air, Nash Heating and Air, 504-835-4440, or go to NashAC.com. All right, 8:27, 3 weeks, Tommy Tucker, WWL, I should say, 3 weeks from Sunday, Saints kick it off against the Lions for real. Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, co-host Sports Talk. Of course, tomorrow they take on the Rams, then they close it out with Dallas, and then the season starts on the 13th. Mike, if you had to pick right now, what's that starting 11 going to look like on offense?
I think if certainly if injuries don't come in play, you know, Kelvin Banks Jr. is at left tackle. David Edwards would be at left guard. The center position, just hopefully, knock on wood, Eric McCoy, Cesar Ruiz, and Taliese Fuaga. That would be your starting five offensive linemen. Juwan Johnson at tight end. At wide receiver, it would be Velay and Chris Olave. Depending on what kind of lineup, would you go to 12 personnel? Then I think it would be tight end Noah Fant. Mm-hmm. If you went to three wide receivers, you know what? I'll give the rookie a shot, Barrion Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, HAN's going to be your starting running back, and quarterback, that Shuck guy is pretty good.
Are you going to get more out of a guy like Barrion Brown early in the season where maybe people don't realize what he's got in the tank?
You've seen him enough in preseason to know that, hey,
you think you know till you line up, right?
Yeah, and how well he catches the ball, he surprised me because he had trouble. I was told by some coaches at LSU, he had trouble tracking the ball in flight.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen none of that, so I don't know what happened at LSU. I knew he was pretty damn good at Kentucky. And all I can tell you is when you kick him off the football, you take it at your own risk. Everybody's heard and reminded me of it. We had Willie Fritz on when LSU played Houston in the Texas Bowl. My last comment to Coach Fritz was, whatever you do, do not kick the ball to Barrion Brown.
I remember that.
And he was like, Mike, we got a plan for that. And what they do, they kick him the ball.
That's exactly right.
And he runs it all the way back. So I told this to Barrion. He said, hey, you told him before the game. I told him after the run back.
I remember that when that happened. Thank you, Mike.
I was just trying to tell Willie, hey, coach, don't kick him the ball.
I remember watching the game saying, I'll be damned. Look at this. Mike called it. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it as always. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We'll take a break. Come back, talk about alligator hunting and Son of a Saint fundraiser that's coming up right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.